So welcome to the Live Your Best You program, and starting off with 34 days of purification. And I have to tell you that everyone who signed up for the program signed up for all 89 days. So we're all going to be taking this journey together for 89 days, and that's pretty exciting. We're going to build a community supporting each other. And so of the 40 of you that that have been joined this program, about 30 of you were at the Hidden Riches event. And so you had an opportunity to learn a little bit more about me through my introductions. And then I'd say probably the 40% more of you that from the 50, so like 90% of you know me already personally from working with me. And then there's just a couple people that have joined the program that have not worked with me before or weren't part of the Hidden Riches event that happened 2 weeks ago in San Diego, and where I spoke and introduced this program. And so I'm just going to give a very brief introduction of myself. And certainly if you want to learn more about me, you can go to my website on the homepage or on the About link, and then you can read more about my background. But something that wasn't said when I was introduced at the Hidden Riches is that I have an undergraduate degree in kinesiology and a master's degree in exercise physiology, a specialty in health sciences and in corporate health. And these are from the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. And then I received my PhD at Barron University in psychoneurology and integrative healing. And I really have a passion for integrating ancient wisdom with our newest understandings of the body, mind, and spirit so that we can live our full potential. I have a private practice in Encinitas, California, although I see most of my clients on Skype because my clients are all over the country and some are in different parts of the world, actually, or they travel extensively. And so I do most of my one-on-one consulting work with my clients. And then I'm also a partner in a self-sustainability fair trade company called One World Projects. So I also want to thank so many of you that emailed me after the event and in the start of this program and the kind words you shared with me and your excitement about this program that really inspired me. And the fact that 40 of us are taking this journey together is pretty exciting. So for tonight's call, what I'm going to do is share with you an overview of the 34-day program and then the 55-day program. And then I'm going to talk about the first 34 days primarily, and then about purification and detoxification, and specifically today in the area of health, because we're going to start off with our physical well-being. And so the first 34 days of our program starts today, and it goes through December 17th. And then we're going to take a holiday break, and then we're going to begin the 55-day program, which is starting January 7th. And then it ends March 2nd. So it's a total of 89 days that we'll be playing together. I like to use the word play to keep it light and fun, even though it is serious in some ways, of course, because we want results and we want to learn and integrate, which is most important. Yet we want to keep it in the spirit of fun. And so I'll use the word play together. Because we get to create it together as well. Now, I chose these numbers, 34, 55, and 89, for specific reasons. And that is because they are Fibonacci numbers. So Fibonacci numbers come from Fibonacci, who came up with this Fibonacci sequence that when you add the numbers 0 to 1, you get 1. When you add 1 to 1, you get 2. When you get 1 to 2, you get 3. 3 to 5, you get 8. And then 13 and 21 is 34. And then you get the 55 and then the 89. And that repeats over and over to tell these huge numbers. Now, why that's important is that number, when it's those numbers, when they're laid out in a specific way, they actually form, because they actually form squares, they actually form a spiral. And this relates to nature, and that spiral is where you find throughout nature, and there's a mathematical formula to it, and that's the relationship of that everything is within a spiral, and that's how it repeats itself. And in nature, is designed perfectly that way. So you'll find leaves, if you use this mathematical formula, basically you'll find usually that they'll have Fibonacci type numbers in leaves, or in the, the seeds, like in a sunflower seed, unless they've dropped off through the wind. But how they were originally created would have that number, and then they turn in order to face the sun, and they form. So I don't want to go into much of that, except that there's a significance to that in the universe, in the mathematics of the universe, and that's why I chose those numbers. And as they relate to our program and our work together in connecting to nature and our own inner nature. So the structure of our program is such that most of it will be delivered online. And you should have all received access to the web page, and you were given the password. And this password is only for you. Please don't share it, because this program is being designed specifically for those that signed up for it. And I'm going to try to customize it as much as possible based upon the forms that you return to me, and also subsequent calls. And so it's, again, being designed for you that way. So you have access to this webpage where I'll be posting daily, supporting you in the direction you want to go, and we'll be starting off the purification. And then also we have the private Facebook page, and that's so that we can connect more socially. We can see each other's photos, share connect personally, support each other as a group together. Whereas on the webpage, it'll be just me kind of posting and blogging. I'm going to try to see, Tom, if we can allow comments in there. I'm not sure yet, but we can certainly do that on Facebook. You also have access to me via my email, and all of you received an email from me in the last week, and so you have my email. And to some of you, I'm going to be reaching out personally, because there's some things that you wrote that I want to give you some additional support that I feel that you may need, and so we'll connect on email that way. I'm also going to be giving you a lot of bonuses in this program that weren't written when I designed this program, and that weren't announced at the event when Chris, shared this program. Because I really want you to have the support and really get what you go for in this program. And so I'm going to offer group hypnotherapy as part of this program, as well as some, because it's the holidays and we're going to be in the holiday spirit, lots of gifts for you in this program and bonuses that I will be revealing over time. And these are all going to support you, again, in the things that you select in working on in this program. And so the first hypnotherapy that I will be offering as a group will actually be next week, and it'll be probably at this time, because I think this is a good time for most people. We have a few international people who are not in the United States, and I may do like a morning, maybe like a 10 a.m. Time frame one time, just to accommodate different time zones, especially for calls that I won't be recording. I will not be recording the hypnotherapy sessions, and so to keep them very private. And so those I may offer at a couple different times so that everyone can participate in those based on their time zones. And certainly you can participate multiples of times, not just once. Actually, in those cases, the more the better, because the deeper will be the imprint And when I do that first initial hypnotherapy, I will explain to you about hypnotherapy, how it works, the type of hypnotherapy that I use, which is pure Ericksonian induction work. And basically, it's designed to support your unconscious mind in moving you in the direction you want to go. So it's not going to be specific necessarily around a particular thing, let's say weight loss, although it certainly would support that if that was a goal, if someone had that as a goal. It certainly would support that, because what it will be doing is opening your unconscious mind so that there's less resistance moving in the direction that you want to go and then staying on that pathway. How does that sound?
Great.
Great.
Yeah, great.
Okay, good. Fabulous. I like a lot of interaction. Thank you. I like a lot of interaction. I'm so used to, more of that kind of teaching. And so thank you for that input and feedback. It's a little harder on the phone. Maybe eventually I'll see if we can do some sort of webinars or something as well. But for now, I think this will be fine. And so the other thing that you should know about this program is that I'm integrating audio, visual, and kinesthetic learning modalities, because we all have primary ways that we take in information and that we prefer learning. And that learning is more likely to stick within us. And so I'm going to be integrating all those modalities so that all of you can get the most from this program. And I'm also going to be doing what's called chunking the information. So chunking means is breaking the information up into smaller pieces, or chunking down, if you haven't heard that term before. It means to break it down into smaller pieces so that it's easier for our mind to absorb the information. As I'm sure you know, if we take on too much at once, what happens? Resistance comes up, right? And so we're going to be... you'll be getting the information in a way that's chunked down so that, again, it's easier for you to integrate it. And so rather than start going, putting the pedal to the metal, as is said, and going from 0 to 100 in a second, and I'm not sure if a vehicle does that, but we're gonna be slowly putting the pedal on the superhighway of our brain that we're creating so that we get on safely, we stay on course, and we stay on course, and it's a permanent course integrated within our own lives and our minds. So... let's see, what else did I want to say about the structure? I'll be also adding information from ancient knowledge. I love the study of ancient knowledge. And so I'll be adding that into the program along with modern science, because I'm fascinated by both and how the two can be created. Rather than separating them, I think it's a balance of both and bringing both in that can create a very powerful program. And then again, the outcomes that we hope to achieve. And so I will be integrating both kind of knowledge bases as part of this program. Now, we're going to be starting this 34-day program in the area of purification. And the reason why is that, we want to create a smooth pathway. We want to create the space, both in our body, our minds, our emotions, and our spirit, to create a journey that's smooth, so to speak, so that when we start off the new year, we've created the space to move in the direction that we want to go. And I have to tell you, I am so appreciative of those of you who had a chance to send your forms in to me already and completed, with the sharing that you put on the form and the things that you would like to help and support with, and then some of the deeper things that you shared about yourself. I'm so, so appreciative of that, because we're going to be focusing a large portion of our time together on the in the emotional, mental plane, and of course spiritual. And I'm going to be laying out for you how those work together. It won't be on this call, but how those work together, where you put the focus, and then how that builds a very strong structure for you to create shifts in your life. Now, it may be familiar to you, but when you, and you know, I like things kind of more simplistically. That's kind of how my, I can take in information that way. And so I want to diagram it out for you and then share it with you in that way. So those of you that have worked with me one-on-one, this won't be necessarily new for you, but it'll be a good review. For those of you who have not, you will then get a diagram and structure of how our body, mind, and spirit works, and then how, again, you can create most efficiency for that through them to create the results that you desire. So we'll be spending the largest portion of our time really integrating on the emotional plane, you could say, and that's because the unconscious, the language of the unconscious mind is emotion. And so if we want to create shifts, we have to really work within the emotional body. And that goes with our physical well-being as well. And so when I next time when I share with you, and I'll also be writing about this on that web page, that blog page, that's a large portion of where we'll be spending our time and moving through and creating the new neural pathways and the emotional, kind of the mental, emotional, spiritual plane, so that, again, that the results that you desire stick. And, of course, having the social support helps. So us together as a group is very, very powerful as well. So what I'd like to start sharing with you is that more on the purification, the detoxification, we can call it, in these next 34 days, and then go into the physical aspect, since the first 7 days of these 34 days we'll be talking on the physical plane. And all ancient practices involved some forms of purifications of the body, mind, and spirit. Because it's been known that we first need to purify, detoxify, to create the space. Again, whether it's the mental, physical, or emotional, spiritual planes. And so in starting with the 7 days that we'll be having on the physical, then the mental, the 7 days emotional, and then the 7 days emotional, within the physical realm, there's a few things I wanted you to know, and why sometimes it's important to understand that we are vibrational, well, all the time, actually. It's important to understand that we are actually vibrational beings before we are physical bodies. Now, you've probably heard that before, or you may know it, but I want to review it because there's a few people who, again, weren't at that event or may have not worked for me and that are on the phone today. And again, this is a good review if you've, of course, heard this before. So quantum scientists have now shown that everything is a frequency first. We are first vibration, and then we are physical mass. Now, that's a very important thing to know when we want to create shift within our lives. Because if we work within the vibrational realm, before something becomes the physical realm, we can actually prevent a lot from happening. Now, again, if you have some background noise or you happen to be driving or on a cell phone, if you could just press *6. So that we don't hear that background noise, that would be helpful to all of us because I'm getting some static there. I think that helped. There was a researcher by the name of Reinhold Bull, and he was fascinated by what Ayurvedic doctors knew thousands of years ago and the Chinese medicine doctors knew thousands of years ago, And that we have meridian points. And these meridian points have an energetic conductivity to them. And that energetic conductivity, he found, actually has a different vibration or frequency than does the rest of our body. Now, I'm going to try to star mute because I'm still getting a lot of background noise. There we go. Can you still hear me? Is that better?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Yes. Maybe all of you, if all of you could hit star 6.
Even on our phones, our cordless?
Hit star 6 because I'm getting a lot of background noise, and since this is being recorded. There we go. Okay. Now it's a lot quieter. And if you can't hear me for some reason, press star 6 and let me know. But now we don't have that background noise. And again, because we're recording this call, since probably about 15 people couldn't make it tonight, I want to make sure they have a clean recording. So thank you. So Reinhard Wohl found, he's a German scientist, and he found in 1950s that, yes, in fact, the meridian points have a different energetic conductivity than other tissue in our body. So he proved for the first time scientifically what the Chinese doctor and the Ayurvedic or the Indian physicians had known for thousands of years, that we have frequencies within our bodies, that there is a vibration within our being. And that vibration is actually, or that frequency is actually connected to organs and systems within our body. And yes, even within our emotional body, because our emotional realm leaves an imprint in the frequency realm, and that can actually be measured. There is technology today that can measure through your meridian points where you have energetic disturbances or weaknesses, you can call it. Weakness, I would call it, in the vital force. And it can also determine what would balance out that vital force. Now, Reinhold Wohl came to this in the 1950s truly by accident, because he was measuring, doing testing and measuring, and all of a, he was measuring someone's frequencies, and he was looking for consistencies, and all of a sudden he started with one person, he started to get a different measurement on this gentleman that he was measuring, and he couldn't figure out why. And then they realized that the gentleman had a medication. He had actually a natural medicine in his pocket. And yet he was getting different frequency readings from the, it's this, it's energetic frequency devices. It's called electrodermal screening technology. He was getting frequency readings that were actually now looking to balance where there was an imbalance. And hence, he showed that remedies also have a frequency. And when you can match the remedy to the person, you can find out what will balance their well-being. So this information and this technology is now getting more and more advanced. And of course, you know, MRIs are energy medicine, but technology on this plane that I'm talking about, they're called like very advanced forms of biofeedback, are now available, and they can be used. Now, the reason why I'm telling you all of this is for you to understand that when we talk about the physical body, we want to work with to support the energetic realms, the energetic aspects of ourselves. And hopefully before they become symptoms. Now, I know many of us have symptoms. You know, we may have, whether it's migraines or diabetes, or maybe there's forms of heart disease, or maybe joint issues, you know, all kinds of symptoms. But when we have to work with our body to bring it back into balance, both in the mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual realm, so that, the physical healing that we do actually sticks as well. But we can't take it on all at once, right? And we're starting with the physical body because, one, I want to show you how we can chunk it down into small pieces to work with your physical body so that you start to see some results, but also because the holidays are coming and then New Year's is coming, and that's when so many people make these New Year's resolutions around health and well-being, and also where, you know, so many of us may get challenged around taking care of ourselves as the holiday time is a time when everything seems to speed up and there's so much to do and so many family gatherings and social gatherings. And so it's a good time to really start on a path of health first. And so in order to create a stronger vibrational force, a stronger well-being within our body, we want to look at what creates the weaknesses. Where do most of the weakening on our bodies come from? What are the underlying causes, in other words? And where I see them the most are in toxin buildup, and those would be like metals, chemicals. These could be from anything from silver fillings in our teeth to, you know, some sort of chemical we were exposed to toxins in our food supply, toxins in our environment that we live in, breathe in, and so forth. Next would be the emotions. The emotions are can very much weaken the physical body. And, of course, we know that from stress. I would say that the number one issue for everyone these days is really stress. And so a lot of the work that we're going to be doing together will be around moving in the direction away from stress, and moving in the direction of creating more peace and calm and balancing within our body so that we're more resilient to the stressors in our life. And that's creating that stronger life force within us. When I did my presentation, I know so many of you on this call were at that event where I spoke, and I shared with you standing like a tree pose. And the standing like a tree pose, for those of you who weren't at the event, is you soften your knees and you hold your arms up. And by the way, I will write this on the blog, and I'll see if I can find a diagram and to post as well, so you have it there. And it's like you're hugging a tree, but your fingers aren't necessarily touching. It's like you're hugging a tree, and you stand like that. And it's taught in martial arts as the first pose to those who really want to excel in martial arts, and they might practice this pose solely for many, many months in order to create a very strong vital force, that center line force that runs through the center of our body, so that the rest of the forces in the body can also maintain their strength. So imagine it like a tree. You want to create a very strong trunk running from top to bottom so that a strong wind won't knock the tree down. So you want that strong, strong center line. And I'm going to, again, share more with you about that in my writing and how you can create that as a regular practice and some additional things I do with it that I didn't share on stage. And I already had someone send in a testimonial to me who added that if they do have a Qigong practice, but they added doing the standing like a tree pose for, rather than just doing it, like going in and out of it, which you'll see in a lot of practices, to actually really hold that pose. And what she noticed is that her vision when she came out of the pose was actually clearer, and that her peripheral vision had improved after she had been doing this just standing like a tree pose longer. And why would that be? because, again, you're making that center line, that frequency that's the most, they're all important, but that center line frequency that runs from top to bottom, stronger, and that connects to all the roots and all the limbs that go out. And so she saw some results fairly quickly. Now, she's had a Qigong practice, and I'd imagine that's possibly why. But again, doing this practice is good for all of us. So anyway, that's a little bit off that, but the emotions are very important of that. The other part of the health that I see that affects so many people these days, especially women, is a weak endocrine system. And then the other is inflammation. Now, I put a video on the blog page, on the website, with Dr. Andrew Weil, who's very well known. He's one of the first MDs, I'd say, who was willing to stand out many years ago and say, hey, we need to practice integrative medicine. We need natural medicine as part of medicine. We can't separate this knowledge that's been out there for thousands of years and from ourselves and from the allopathic model. We need to integrate it. And he's written many books and has had magazines. And I put a video up of him sharing about inflammation. And what causes inflammation in our body is our poor lifestyles. And so many of you, and I really do, again, appreciate your honesty, said that you would like to reduce or cut out eating refined flours and sugars in your diet, or junk foods and microwaving foods. And this is so important to your well-being now more than ever. And this is because those are very low-frequency foods. They provide little nutritional value, and they stress our body, and they increase inflammation. So now they know that inflammation is a precursor to many illnesses and disease. And this, by the way, for the first time, well, I guess maybe in the last few years, is being talked about in the area of cardiovascular disease. That inflammation really is a precursor and causation to a lot of cardiovascular disease. But again, that relates so much to having weakenings within our own body. And because of the challenges of the world that we live in today, we have to then take extra care of ourselves so that, again, we create this strong, strong system to support us so that it can then support our dreams, our goals, our desires, and the things that we want to accomplish and have in our lives. Now, the other area is endocrine system. We have two major information systems in our body. One is our nervous system, and we're going to be talking about this, the nervous system, later, because it relates, of course, to our neural pathways and emotions. But it's very connected to our endocrine system. And our endocrine system is very important because it's the master regulatory system within our physical body. Yet again, it relates to our emotions because the endocrine system regulates hormones. It regulates our body's circadian rhythms, our body's temperature. And so our endocrine system is being very weakened these days by a poor lifestyle, by eating fast foods, junk foods, refined flour, refined sugar, and not eating, in a proper, having a good eating regimen. Because, again, so many of you said that you're challenged with having good eating regimens because maybe you're too busy or too stressed, and so you don't time your food properly, and therefore your body doesn't get the nutrients it needs, or maybe you wait too long before you eat and that you go into starvation. All of these things, and then of course not having enough of the nutrients we need in our current food supply, are really starving our endocrine system. Now, that's a major problem for us because that's the master regulatory system of our body. And this is why eating whole foods, eating foods that are high-frequency foods, raw foods, lots of fruits and vegetables, and supplementing with the right supplements is important these days because it feeds that endocrine system. And that endocrine system, again, is the master regulatory system of our body. It's got the thymus, the hypothalamus, the pituitary, the pineal gland, which is the master regulatory gland of our body. We'll be talking about that another time, about that gland. It has the adrenal glands. We push so hard these days, and when we're not giving the proper nutrients, the proper care, managing our stress, our adrenal glands get burned out, and it's like running a car without fuel or very little fuel or very efficient fuel. And you know what would happen to the car when you give it poor fuel or very little fuel. Eventually, it's just going to conk out or run very, very poorly and make lots of noise. I'm not a car person, but you know what I mean. And so it's going to clunk quickly. Our endocrine system also has the pancreas, and so many people are challenged in the pancreas area, diabetes, again, because of not getting the proper nutrition, eating too many refined flours and sugars, and not eating balanced meals, and so again, not creating efficiency, and then therefore getting the challenges that create disease and illness. And so now, what do we do about this? This is a lot of information, I know, to take on in a short amount of time. And I just wanted to give you some background information and where some of the greatest challenges come into the health aspects. And the good news is that there is so much that you can do and simple things that you can do to increase your vibrancy in your body. Why is that, again, so relevant? And I want to repeat this to this program and what you want to get out of this program. Say, even if it's in the money area, you said you maybe have challenges with money, because again, we cannot separate the parts from the whole. If we are weak, if we are feeling tired, if we're feeling stressed and we don't have that in our balance, and our body isn't running efficiently, it's hard to then put the energy into those things that we want to create and have the right attitude about it or be supported in that way when we have those challenges. And so what can we do? How can we create a strong, efficient physical body? There are some basic, simple things that you can integrate in your daily routines, and then we're going to be talking about how to do that, and then because that's so much of this program is how, and then making the strategy that you use a part of your daily life or weekly life, depending on what it is. So often you hear people say that you don't have to worry about the how. I'm probably one of the only people, I don't know if you've heard anyone else say, that actually isn't fully accurate, I'll put it that way. Because yes, it's important to have intention. Yes, it's important to get clarity. But we have to also, and let me put it that way, and we also have to create a strategy. And the reason why, if we do not create strategy, our mind will always go back to the way we were before. Meaning if we didn't have those good eating habits and they're not installed and we didn't use the strategy to make it stick, we're going to go back to that. And there's particular reasons why, and that's because of how we're designed. We are designed perfectly to stay where we're at. It's comfortable for our mind. It's safe. So we have to create strategy. And that strategy is the how. I tell my clients, you know, you have to set yourself up to set yourself up to go in the direction you want to go. And that's creating the strategy. And so much of our time together going forward will be about that strategy and creating strategies that stick for you, that's personal to you, customized to you, because that's important as well. Because you are unique. And of course, there may be similarities, but there may be unique things about you and what would work for you, and that's important to integrate within your own program, and then setting yourself up to get the results that you desire. And so for our physical body, let's talk about what's going to create that strong foundation, that strong core, so that the roots are firmly planted in the earth. One of the areas that people are most challenged in is the lymphatic system. I spoke about this very briefly when I was on stage, because you don't hear much about the lymphatics. You hear about the circulatory system. And the circulatory system, which is the blood supply throughout our body and oxygen, has a pump, and the pump is the heart. Our lymphatic system does not have a pump. And so we have to provide that. And given our modern world and our lifestyles, generally we are not doing things these days to give adequate pumping action to our lymphatic system. And why we need to do something is, again, because these toxins build up in our body, because we're affected by so many toxins these days from our environment and from just the stress of our everyday life and how it builds up in our body. And so we need to have good lymphatic system. Lymphatic system is important to white blood cell formation in our immune system. Of course, inflammation, which is important to not having inflammation, which is connected to immune system. But the lymphatic system we have the lymphatic glands. You probably know where those are. And then it helps with the rest of the fluid that's kind of like the interstitial type fluid in our body. And so what can we do for our lymphatic system? One is dry brushing. This has been taught in Ayurvedic medicine. It's been taught for thousands of years that we need to move our lymphatic system in the Ayurvedic medicine. That is, it's been taught. And you can get a soft bristled body brush. And I will, by the way, post or send all of you. Actually, I'll post it because I have a handout and I'm going to attach it to the web page again, so you'll have it on the instructions to dry brush. You get a soft bristled brush, and once a day before you shower or bathe, at least once a day, you brush with long strokes towards your heart. So if you're at your feet, you brush up. If you're at your neck, you brush down. And again, I'll provide you with the information for that on the website. The other thing that you can do, one of the best things you can do, is actually jump on a mini trampoline, a rebounder they're called. If you can jump a few times a week, say for 10 minutes on a mini trampoline, they've even done clinical studies on this where they studied cancer patients, and the results they had from jumping on a mini trampoline, those who did had much better results than those that did not. Just from jumping on a mini trampoline, I think it was 10 or 15 minutes a day. Some of you may not be able to jump on a mini trampoline, may not have one. They're actually, you can get them very inexpensively, very expensively. You can find them inexpensively even on Amazon.com. You can also get one of those big exercise balls, and you sit on the exercise ball, you tuck your tummy in, and you bounce up and down. And I have my clients oftentimes do this. And you can even watch TV and do it, or listen to positive tapes or lectures or videos. Watch positive videos while you do it. You can jump up and down. Another thing you can do, this is very good for your liver, for stimulating liver, detoxifying liver and kidneys, is drink a hot cup of lime water or lemon water first thing in the morning. Before you have anything else in your day, before coffee or tea, have that. It's good for body pH as well. Then, of course, exercise. Exercise is important. I'm not going to go much into it, but I'm going to provide some support around that on the website, and I'm also going to give you some exercises that are Chinese doctor-taught exercises that are really good for stimulating circulation. And exercise is important these days to keep our circulatory system healthy and our heart healthy. Another thing that's so important these days is to drink 1.5 to 2 liters of water. It flushes our system, removes the toxins, and we are mostly made up of water, so we need to have good water, good pH water in our body. I'll write more again about this on the blog. avoid using a microwave. I know a few of you wrote that you would like to avoid that. And yes, that is so important to your well-being. And why? Because microwaves, they've studied this enough now, actually change the structure of the microparticles in the food. So it compromises the nutritional value of the food that you eat. And we want to get the highest nutritional value from your food supply and the food that you eat. Oh, and then exercising minimum should be like 4 to 5 times a week, both cardiovascular and doing some sort of resistance exercise. And then breathing exercises. We need to integrate breathing exercises into our daily life. And I taught the reverse breathing exercise at the Hidden Riches event. I'm going to be teaching it to all of you as well. Breathing is so... Well, proper breathing, using breathing exercises is so important. There's a reason why they were part of all ancient practices, because we need to have that oxygen supply to our body and our brain. Our brain uses 20% of our oxygen supply, even though it's small compared to the rest of our body, but it needs 20% of our oxygen supply. When we breathe more efficiently, we are less likely to be affected by stress, by anxiety, and also the effects of those who have, say, conditions, they've been diagnosed with PTSD, ADD, ADHD. By using breathing techniques, you're actually able to supply oxygen to your brain throughout your body, so you are less likely to spiral into anxiety and the stress kind of based reactions. So those are like a very general overview of some of the basic things that you can do. Now, again, daily, I'm going to be sharing one by one each of these and giving you more detail and then how to integrate them into your life. But for now, you have that general overview. And what I'd like you to do now is to take a piece of paper and something to write with. And you can unmute yourself if you've got quiet background, because we can do this a little interactively. So you'd unmute yourself with *6. And what I'd like you to do is, again, because we're going to start off by chunking down, and so you're going to choose the one area in your health where you feel you could purify from some habits that aren't supporting you where you want to go with your health. So again, so many of you wrote down, eating refined flour, eating sugar, maybe large portions of food, or inappropriate portions of food, or snacking too much, or snacking on foods that aren't healthy for you, or some of you are challenged because of those habits, maybe overweight. So I want you to write one of those down on a piece of paper. And if you can connect to it at now, and you may need to close your eyes as I ask you this, see if you can connect what that habit provides for you. So, for example, the sugar, maybe it's because it gives you energy, or perhaps it makes you feel good in some way. You may not be able to connect to the emotion. Maybe you can. Maybe it makes you feel good or feel satisfied, or maybe even like, okay, you got away with something. You could do it. We're getting that disturbance again. So if you have that and you hear that, if you could *6, so that, again, the recording is clear. Thank you. So go ahead and *6, everyone, because it's coming on again. I'm so sorry. And then I'll just call on you, or you can unstar mute if you want to *6 to talk. Thank you. So there it goes. It's gone. So again, write down that one area. So maybe it's sugar or fast food or junk food, or it's skipping meals or not getting enough the proper nutrients, and write down what it is, and then write down, and by the way, if it's exercise, maybe it's, like if you're not getting the exercise, you're too busy, too active. Write down the excuses, maybe any excuses you have. Write those down. What we're going to do is we're just going to do a little exercise with them. It'll be part of the detoxing from them, just to let our mind know we're going to be preparing for a new direction. So write those down. Write those things that may be the emotions that are connected to it or the habits that are connected to it. And now what I'd like you to do is you're going to, don't do it yet, I'm going to tell you what to do. You're going to release that. And this is just, again, something fun to do in a way, but again, to signal our mind, letting it know you're aware and you're going to be moving in a new direction, creating a new pathway. And what you're going to do is just rip that piece of paper up, and you can say something like, I release you and thank you, and I'm ready now for my new path, my new direction, to take on the new pattern, the new habit that I'd like to form around my health. So go ahead and do that. Oh, yeah, love to hear it rip.
I'm done with that. Good.
Hopefully that felt good. Now what you're going to do is two things. First of all, you're going to create a strategy. So rather than thinking of it as an elimination, when we tell our mind, I eliminate you, we give it a hardcore rule. Oftentimes the mind will grip on harder. So what you want to do now is replace it. Some space has been created, so you want to replace it, but with a new strategy, a new habit that's going to support you in the direction you want to go. And you're going to write this out, and then you're going to be sharing this with a buddy, because we're going to buddy up. I'm also going to be all of your buddies, but we're also going to buddy up in this program and have you connect with this person daily. Whether it's email or a quick call or however you decide to connect, or by text, to support you. So let's just say it was eating, the area where you felt challenged was eating refined sugar or white sugar. So now what strategy can you come up with? Now, did anyone write that down and a strategy that they could come up? And a strategy would be like, well, I'm going to replace it with stevia, a healthier sugar. I'm going to, because I use sugar for energy or when I'm feeling bad, I'm going to prepare some things for myself in advance. I'm going to connect with my buddy daily to support me in that. Again, we need to create the strategy in order to move in that direction. And so does anyone want to share? Or actually, it could be anyone. Anyone want to share with anything that they wrote down and their strategy?
I would like to share.
Sure. Who's that?
That's Christine.
Hi, Christine. Sure. Please share.
Hi. I wrote down, I have a habit at nighttime. We started this habit of buying chips like Cheetos, salty things, and eating in bed like a little bit too much, and I have gained some weight because of it. So one other thing I really love are pomegranates. And it's just like a snacking thing, you know. It kind of keeps my mind busy, I think. So recently I started doing that. I started replacing it with a pomegranate. I cut it in half. And while I'm watching TV, I started doing that. So, I mean, I know pomegranates are healthy for me, and it's a better habit. So that's what I'm going to continue doing.
That's really great. That's a really great strategy. And Christine, the one thing you could also do is notice if at night any emotions are coming up for you. Is this just a pattern or a habit that you started a long time ago, maybe you had for a while and that's all it is? Or is it that you started like that Cheetos at nighttime and that having that snack at night? Were there any feelings that you were maybe covering up and so forth? And what you could do is explore that and then also see what emotions or feelings then you could do to support you, again, just like you did with the pomegranate, you know?
Uh-huh.
It would be doing that because the emotions and the feeling level could be the deeper level. And then I think you did great. I think that was great that you started that with the pomegranates in exchange for the Cheetos. Definitely moving in the right direction, in the positive direction. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Yeah. Anyone else like to share?
Silva, this is Carrie.
Hi, Carrie. Yes. Go ahead.
Basically, what I find is that it's not so much that I get too busy, but I'll get caught up with doing something for clients or be working, and so then I'm going to be sort of too tired to take on any other activities or projects. And I'm not quite sure how to put a strategy or, you know, changing that because, you know, there is a sense of needing to complete what I'm doing with the clients, you know, for their benefit. So I'm not quite sure how to structure that.
And so are you with them face-to-face or is it like get too busy like on the computer or on the phone or...
It's basically, you know, working with clients on the computer. And then
computer.
And over the phone. And then it's like when I'm done, it's sort of too late to try to get some exercise in or, you know, do something else. And so then I'll, you know, space stuff out like that.
Okay. Well, yeah, one of the things that you can do is that, say if it's exercise, the one thing in exercise, and this is the case for so many people who are, most of us are very busy, is my suggestion would be to do it first thing in the morning before you even get on the phone. So that, because if you try to then do it later on, most people then it gets too busy or there's just so many other things that come up. That then it just won't get done. So you have to schedule it as a priority first. Now, is that kind of where you're heading, and or is it like eating that you don't eat then between the clients and you don't take time to eat?
Well, there's some element of that where I don't feel to eat right away in the morning, and then I can be busy or. Things will happen where it's like I'm having breakfast at lunch, and you know, so that is an aspect of it, and part of it is also just in terms that I wake up usually more tired than when I go to bed, so you know, getting out of bed and starting the day, everything ends up running together. The idea of getting up early and going for a swim and being back, right now that's too disciplined.
Okay. So maybe starting off with fueling yourself first, Carrie, because here's the thing, you know, we have these amazing vehicles, these efficient vehicles, but if we don't put fuel into them, they're not going to run at their optimal. So many people skip breakfast and they say, well, I'm not hungry, I don't want to. Even if you start off with something like a banana and a little organic almond butter, you know, even something like that to get some fuel into your body so that you will have more energy, because from the sounds of what you're saying is that this pattern you've had actually is really creating a lot of that tiredness pattern you have, and you actually have to almost like reboot your system energetically, and that means you're going to have to set yourself up to one, start with eating in the morning, and then for you probably create smaller snacks throughout the day, so you could have a very healthy protein bar in between clients. You can have some almonds sent on your desk and eat those, and because I've met you personally and I kind of saw you, I have a sense of you, that's going to be very important for you. I lay out all my supplements the night before usually. I'll prepare my snacks ahead of time. Generally, anyone who knows me, I put my little baggies on it because I know myself, I do the same thing. So many of us do. You know, we get going and we forget. But I also know the difference in how I feel if I you know, give myself the fuel that I need throughout the day, and that has to start with the morning. You know, so I think that would be the first place for you to start. And then the exercise second is one is to start with making sure you're getting enough fuel throughout the day. And that means, you know, having a little bit the nuts on the table and doing that in advance. I know Colleen's an amazing cook. I know that. so even having a little bit of fruit on the desk.
That can be part of the problem she's doing the cooking and doesn't make the breakfast in time for me to get to eat it. So
she's waiting for me.
Oh, okay. I see. You're waiting for her. Okay. Well, then I think this one you're going to have to, again, have that banana or that almond butter, okay, and have it there so you start off with some fuel and then put it on the table there. And what I'd like you to do is write it out, and then you're going to have a partner, and they're going to help you to keep on track with that, okay? Okay, your partner, whether it's Colleen or someone else, and we'll talk about that before the call ends, is going to help you come up with that strategy, and then they're going to support you in that, because if you're running so low energy-wise, of course, that's affecting everything, you know, if you start off that way. Is there one other person? Thank you, Carrie, by the way. Thank you for sharing that. Is there anyone else who would like to share?
I can share. This is Carolyn.
Okay, Carolyn, go ahead.
Can you hear me? Well, one thing,
yes,
little ways of keeping me from wanting to snack and go for those, you know, sweet, refined things, is I brush my teeth more often. And when my mouth is really fresh, I don't want to eat or drink anything other than water. And then that also happens when I'm taking homeopathic remedies, because I think, oh, I want to get a snack. And then I think, oh, no, I need to take my homeopathic remedies first. And then you have to wait 20 minutes. Well, by that time, I'm involved in something else, and I've forgotten all about the snack. So I just have these ways of adding in, as well as having healthy snacks. Like I always have nuts and dried fruit around, or apple slices or something like that. But there are these ways. I mean, I love having a really fresh taste in my mouth, and then I don't snack as much.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And that may work for some others on the phone as well. So thank you for sharing that. So again, what you're going to do is write on the area that in your health that you would like to, you know, that you would like to, say, detox from or purify from. And then you're going to write out a strategy for for now finding a replacement, the healthier pattern, the healthier habit. And then part of that strategy will be connecting with a buddy who will support you in that. And because so many of you wrote on your forums, actually, where the challenge is the discipline, the consistency, the prioritizing. It may take too much time. And so, again, we have to set ourselves up to set ourselves up. And in order for you to participate in this program fully, which I know you want to, part of the strategy will please include connecting to the person that's going to help support you throughout this program. Okay, so I'd like to all of you also to write your strategies, and you can email them to me, the one area you're working on, and then your strategies. And if you do that, I will provide feedback for you. And so the other thing that I'd like to know from you is if you have a buddy already that will help you. Now, some of you have partners. And if you have a partner, they could be your buddy as long as they want to, you know, they know that you're participating in the program and the support that you need. And they maybe want to participate. If not, if you don't have that significant other, or they're just, they wouldn't necessarily, they're not into this, then please let me know and I will buddy you up. You can also connect with someone on our Facebook page. Now, last time I checked, there was like 20 of us, and there may be someone in your area or someone you may know, but again, I'd like you to find buddies that you know that if they're too close to you and you have the same habits, maybe that might not be the best thing. So you want to support each other definitely in moving that direction that you want to go. So the buddy is very important. And I'm going to be your buddy as well. So this is just the beginning part of our journey together. For the next 7 days, I'd like you to, well, first of all, you're going to hopefully in the next day write this strategy. And then in the next 7 days, get the support that you need to help you with this aspect of your health and well-being. And then we're going to move on to the mental, the plane, the belief system, and then the emotions, and then the spiritual, and then set ourselves up for the 55-day journey that begins in January, which will be another page for you. It'll be a separate password page, by the way, but that'll be mailed out in January. And so that's your kind of play work for the next days or so. I'll be posting more information on the website and then on Facebook every day. If you have questions or need some additional specific support, you can also email me. And now let's see what else. There's something else I wanted to tell you because I'm going to do some breathing. We'll do some breathing. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I am thinking of having the first hypnotherapy session next Wednesday. I'd like to do it fairly soon to when we start to support your unconscious mind and opening up and moving forward in the directions you want to go. And so next Wednesday, I think at this time, it seems like a few of you could join at this time, so might be a good time for us to do this. And then I'll do one probably a few days after that in the morning before Thanksgiving so I can accommodate others. But those calls will not be recorded, by the way. Okay, and so the hypnotherapy sessions will not be recorded. What you'll need is to make sure that you have a space that can be very quiet. You'll want to turn off all phones on anything that buzzes, rings, and a place where you can get really comfy and comfortable. So a chair or even laying on a sofa or your bed or whatever, because I'm going to really relax you, and then you're just going to be listening. And that's it. And if you fell asleep, that would be fine too. That means your unconscious is really relaxed. And so those hypnotherapy sessions are going to be a time where you can just completely let go and relax. And so you want to create the space for that. And
And so any questions you have, anything right now before I'm going to end with a visualization and a breathing technique, any questions you have? And you need to, if you muted yourself, you'll need to star 6 again to unmute.
Well, on the hypnotherapy, the group hypnotherapy, will it be simply a guided imagery or guided meditation you'll be leading us through? Will there also be an interactive part at the end of it or beginning of it, or how does that work?
Just in the beginning, I'm going to explain to you about Ericksonian induction work and the type of hypnotherapy that I do. And there won't be really interaction with others. I may check in, you know, how are you doing? How's the program going for you? Any feedback or something like that? But, I'll basically then be explaining to you the hypnotherapy, the type of hypnotherapy I do. It's you know, people have a lot of misunderstandings about hypnotherapy because of, unfortunately, it's been used on stage, you know, with stage performers to get people to do all kinds of strange things on a stage, you know. It's not the kind of hypnotherapy I do. I stick to pure Erickson, Milton Erickson, who created hypnotherapy, to his form of hypnotherapy. He's a father of hypnotherapy, and all you do is listen. And then what I will be doing, because there's a group of us, it's not going to be on something specific, like smoking cessation or weight loss or something like that, although it certainly would help those habits as well. It'll be really around having your unconscious mind support you in the direction you want to go with all aspects of your life. And I usually insert things around stress because that's what I find affects most people. And so I insert suggestions around just being at peace and relaxed no matter what's coming at us, those kinds of things. That's it.
Okay, great. Yes.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay, so how about, if you have some background noise, use star 6 so we can have a quiet space. Because what I'm going to be doing is teaching you the reverse breathing technique. And then I'm going to be, which I taught on stage at the Hidden Riches event, and some of you who have worked with me have been taught it as well, but there's a few, again, that have not, so I want to go through the explanation, and then we'll do it together, and then we're going to do a visualization that's allowing the mind to go into alpha, and into the alpha brainwave state. And we want our mind to be able to access the alpha brainwave state consistently throughout the day, again, because we're faced with so much stress, there's so much going on, so many challenges, so many, you know, things that people want us to do or expectations or things we have to deliver on. Our mind goes into beta, high beta a lot. And what that means is we get really fractionated focus, or we get hyper-focused. And that doesn't have to happen if we can get access more to a balanced state of being in the alpha state. And that alpha state gives us access, by the way, more to our intuition, more to our inner guidance, you could say. We'll again talk about that more on the next call we have, where I really go into the explanation about the mind. But it'll give us access to that state, and we want to be able to access this alpha brainwave state more throughout the day. And so this is something that I do almost every single time with all of my clients, again, to create that deep, deep imprint and access to this peaceful yet alert state in our mind. So let's begin, and let's begin with the reverse breathing technique. And so the reverse breathing technique is an ancient breathing technique, and it's called Nefesh Hafsakah. And that comes from Hebrew, and it was taught thousands of years ago. And
And it's called, if you translate that, and I don't speak Hebrew, but in the translation, it actually just means mind stoppage technique, or I call it monkey mind breathing technique, stoppage technique, or reverse breathing technique. And it's done completely through the nose. Now, the only thing you need to know about this breathing technique is that it starts with a exhalation through the nose, and that's the most important piece. You don't inhale before you exhale, and this is how it starts to repattern your mind. Because, see, our thinking is connected to our breathing. Our thinking connected to the breathing is inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. Our thoughts are connected that way. When we switch that, what you will notice is something very interesting that starts to happen with your thinking and your thoughts in your mind. It's a very powerful breath. If you're stressed, if your monkey mind is going, if you're feeling off balance, off focus, start doing this breathing technique. It is going to create a stillness within, and you're going to notice that when we do it. So as you're talking now breathing in and out now, remembering this is happening through the nose, I want you to exhale through the nose. And then you hold the breath, hold, 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 and now slowly inhale through the nose. Exhale through the nose. Hold, 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 and slowly inhale through the nose. Never taking a breath in through the mouth, always through the nose. Nothing is on exertion. Slowly exhale through the nose. Hold, 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 and now slowly inhale through the nose. And now slowly exhale through the nose. Hold, 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 and slowly inhale. Good. And now just breathing in regularly, in and out, in and out. If you started this breath in the way that I described, what you should have noticed is your mind became quite still. And the thoughts weren't very minimal, if there at all. And it's as if there was a greater stillness within. And that's the power of this breathing technique. You can use it any time. Again, when your mind is going off, you need focus because it's hard to focus, or you're feeling stressed, you're anxious. Use this breathing technique. Again, it's getting oxygen to the brain that it needs. And then also supporting going, into that more alpha state. So now, just close your eyes. And just breathing in and out, in and out. And just allow yourself to drop down into the chair you're sitting in, or maybe you're laying down, or wherever you may be. Just allow yourself to drop down into that chair or seat that's supporting you. Let your body be fully supported. Sometimes we're going, 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 and we just don't allow ourselves to drop down and allow the body to be supported. And take a really deep breath in. And as you exhale, release any sound that may need to come out. Oh, I love that. Good sound. Let it out. Good. Good. And now, just breathing in and out, in and out. In your mind, seek and find a quiet, peaceful place, a serene, quiet place. Now, this can be a place you've been to before. This can be a new place you create, just a place that you create in your mind vividly.
It can be in the mountains, it can be by the oceans, in a garden, or even in your home, just a quiet, peaceful place that you create vividly inside your mind. And see the colors that surround you. And hear the quiet, peaceful sounds. And smell the sweet scent of nature. And taste the freshness of the air. And feel the magic all around. And sense the love there that abounds. This is your place that you can go to at any time you choose for peace and quiet and serenity. Peace. Focus, calm, and serenity inside your mind. And you can go there for a split second or for as long as you choose. For tranquility, peace, and focus. And now I want you to imagine yourself with this new positive habit, lifestyle, in the area of your health. And I want you to imagine it and see it exactly as you would like it to be. So perhaps you're getting up in the morning and having a breakfast and having your day set out where you have your supplements and your snacks and food, and you're on a really good, healthy eating regimen. Or perhaps it's sitting at the TV at night and having some water or a little treat of sparkling water or something and a little fruit or pomegranate. And how that feels to be doing something really healthy for you, especially connect to the feeling aspect of it. See it, feel it, and maybe you even have some sounds that are associated, like if you're watching the TV while you're doing that, or working at work and seeing yourself with these healthy patterns that are supporting you and creating a strong, strong physiology, strong vibrational physiology. Really see it and feel it. And now take a breath in. Know that's imprinted. You can access that anytime you want inside your mind. Keep going to that visualization, that feeling of it. Every day, have your buddy support you doing that. And you can slowly open your eyes. And take a breath in and out, and so that concludes our call for today. And how did that go for you?
Great.
Good. 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 So you've got your play work for the week. You're going to create your strategy. You're going to share it with your buddy. You're going to share it with me. You're going to connect to it daily. Visualize and feel it. And then be sure to connect on the website page and then the Facebook page for additional information and support. And so I thank you so, so very much. Oh, and then I'll send out the email about the time for the hypnotherapy session. So I thank you so, so very much for your participation. It's such a joy to be connected with you this evening and in this program. And it's an honor. And I really am looking forward to my time with you until March 2nd.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Silva. Thanks.
Thanks, Silva.
Thank you.